For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with documentary filmmaker Samuel Koltinsky about the project he's working on right now that's focused on the Lake Darling restoration.
How far into production are you for this? Are you in the beginning stages?
Yes. We've already been researching. We're in pre-production right now. We've been collecting images, photographs, documents. We've even turned up some newspaper articles of the original day. The program that Darling attended September 17, 1950. I've met some of the people that also attended that event. The Friends Group is providing a number of wonderful photographs. And then the actual gate closing last week on February 12th, Iowa Public Television came for the actual gate closing. So we're able to capture that event. And I did some short clips that be up on our website not too far in the future. So we're building a 30-minute documentary telling this great American story, and I think it falls right in line with what we have discovered along the way about Ding Darling and the fact that to have a vision, to stay focused, to strive, to cooperate, public-private partnerships, all of these components, these are all a part of Darling's legacy. And he would be so pleased, I know, to see this happening. And of course, it is a project about clean water. They're achieving some wonderful momentum there. And I had a chance to meet Jim Logan last week as well from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. I know that they have been great partners with that, and that is certainly appreciated. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources, I can't name all of these partners. I didn't have that in my head right now, but it's quite impressive.
Well, are you going to be spending some more time in Brighton as the days go by here?
Oh, absolutely, because I had an opportunity to meet Pete Morrison. Pete Morrison is Frank Miller's grandson, and that was truly an honor because Frank Miller was also a cartoonist at the Des Moines Register. Long story short, I intend to connect again with Pete because there are some archival materials that we will be exploring for this project that I know have been even tucked away for a while. It should be interesting to uncover, to discover as a part of this Darling is Back project. So I like to come back. I like to research. I like to take that path of discovery, if you will, of a project. Where that leads, I'm open. I never script anything for a project. That's always been my policy, and it leaves the door wide open. But I know that there are some great treasures along the way, historical treasures, to discover with the project. And then we will be doing interviews later on down the road. I'll probably be working on this for the next 8 to 12 months. And then that way, you know, you really get a chance to meet people in the community and meet the partners. I'm not one to come in and just interviews for a few days and then goes back to bed. It really creates a project. And really, we pride ourselves in the type of research that we do for our documentaries. I've been doing this for 21 years, and you want to do justice to these stories. And Iowa has wonderful stories to tell.
Now this Darling is Back. When will area residents be able to see this?
What happens is there'll be some clips on the website that show the production as it progresses. And then I always like to do a sort of like a red carpet premiere for a project once it's completed. And I'll be working with Iowa Public Television on that so that the community will be invited to a screening before it is released on television. And you can figure, I would say, probably 12 to 14 months.
And this is a Iowa Public Television documentary, then?
This is a co-production with Iowa Public Television and my production company, Marvel Entertainment Group.
And then we'll be able to find clips on that Marvel Entertainment website?
Yes, and I'm sure as well on Iowa Public Television.
Sam, appreciate all your time.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to talk with you, and I thank you for your time and enthusiasm for helping us to get the word out about Ding Darling.
That was my conversation with Samuel Koltinsky. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.